my name is Colleen Sauvay. I'm the National Outreach Coordinator for Vote Hemp, and I'm here today to talk to you about past, present, and future. And emphasis on the future because there's going to be a lot of wonderful, innovative opportunities involving industrial hemp. So we're going to talk about later the history of hemp, of course, prohibition, and then present industry, market, and legislation, and then, of course, the future involving research, commercial farming, and innovation. But first, I'd like to just touch on why industrial hemp is so important, and first talk about Cannabis Sativa L, which is the taxonomy of the name that's used in discussing cannabis, both psychotropic varieties and non-drug fiber and oilseed varieties known as industrial hemp. So here we have Carl Linnaeus from 1753, who named Cannabis Sativa L, and then 30-some-odd years later, Jean-Baptiste de Lamarck came along and had found another variety from India that also met the criteria of cannabis, but has a different phenotype and other elements that make it different. And because it came from India, he named it indica. And then there's also another form of cannabis that is the wild hybrid version, which is known as ruderalis. And the reason industrial hemp is such an important topic for looking at sustainability and how we can do things better is because as a crop, it's a dual crop. It's an all-in-one plant. It is food and fiber and fuel. These are all resources that can be derived from growing and cultivating industrial hemp. In regards to food, the reason that industrial hemp is so wonderful is because it's a complete profile of the essential fatty acids that our body requires. And this isn't something biologically that our bodies can make. We have to consume it. And if you'll look here on the chart, hemp seed is pretty much the most great form of hitting form of nutrition to touch on all these different essential fatty acids. So it gets all of them across the board, and it does a really great job of having pretty high percentages in some of these categories. And also, as a vegan or vegetarian source, it's actually quite high in protein. So it's only come second to soybean here, but what's so nice to note about this is that if you look at its column, it's also providing a lot of these different amino acids within the protein, so it's doing a great job of really giving you all of the minerals and nutrients that you need. And this comes up a lot. This is in regards to people believing that if they were to consume industrial hemp, that they would fail a drug test. And that's a concern because of the conflation between industrial hemp and marijuana, not understanding the difference of the varieties and how those cannabinoids are, what the percentage of those are in the different plants. So it's really important that the industry were able to provide this to consumers to help them understand that this is not a product that's going to make them fail a drug test. And if you go to this website, thetestpledge.com, you'll see there's data there that further explains why it's just simply not the case. So this is insurance, you know, the company is basically taking a stand to say our products are high quality and they are not going to make you fail a drug test. So this is the test pledge. So now that we're looking at the other aspects of the industrial hemp plant and why it's so wonderful, it's because that through its stalk, it yields many different products that can be used in building and insulation. So you have the bast fiber, which can make hemp wool, and then there's the shivs that are used. It's also referred to, actually in the U.S., it's called the herd. But that's what is being used to make the hempcrete that is so popular right now in regards to infrastructure and building healthy homes, because it's a breathable wall system. It's so wonderful because once you mix the herd with hydraulic lime and water, you're getting a product that is rodent and pest resistant, fire resistant, and mold and mildew resistant. And again, it's a breathable wall. So it's a really nice product. But even in other forms, the material is still providing integrity in other areas. For example, industrial hemp is also UV resistant, has excellent thermal properties, again, it's breathable, and it has incredible tensile strength. So it's just a really nice, high-end quality product. And here I just wanted to show you photos from the HIA hemp building course that was in Fort Collins, Colorado. We basically built a tiny home, and we had about 25 people come together to work on this structure, and it was just a great opportunity to learn about this process from Steve Allen, who's actually the founder of the International Hemp Building Association. And it was just really wonderful to see how people are starting to work with this product. And in Asheville, there are about three different homes that are built with hempcrete, and the one that I'm showing here is actually of the former mayor. It's over a 2,000 square foot home, and it's just a really wonderful, sustainable house, and he's very proud of it. And it's just really nice to see examples of this being done in the United States.